I drink enough whiskey. We'll float a battleship around. But I'm leaving this game one step ahead of you. That's right, Global of Surrender. And you will not hear me crying, cause I do not sing the blues. Give me back my bullets. Put them back where they belong. All right, I got behind preaching. I'm sorry. I'm going to hit the big news in detail and the latest on Arctic frost coming up. But the first thing I want to hit is Charlie Kirk. Now, I've been sitting here the last few weeks, haven't talked much about it because I've been cogitating it and looking at the information. But we know there's a cover-up. And we know it's the FBI. And so I want to play a few clips here. This is Democrat Party is now a bunch of angry old women. Well, it's more than that. Here's a left-wing, you know, wine aunt lady saying that Dems better get on board with people celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder. This is pure evil. Here it is.
I mean, this AOC obsession with Riley Gaines, I find it just delicious because it kind of, it reveals the vapidity of AOC when you get right down to it.
Well, it's also that the base of the Democrat Party really has become angry women. And women who are angry tend to be very mean to other women who are smarter or prettier or more successful or braver than they are. And that's what we're seeing here.
Finally, if you think this Zoran thing is happening just in New York and you think people are waking up only in New York City, you're mistaken. Look at this clip of a wine mom at the No Kings March. Play the clip.
His name was
Charlie Kirk, ma'am?
Yeah, him is horrible. Horrible.
Charlie Kirk is horrible?
Yes, I'm glad he's not here.
You're glad he's dead?
Yes.
Why would you say something like that, ma'am?
Because he was horrible on the campuses, the college campuses. Horrible person.
You know what? I do the exact same thing.
Well,
would
so
you be
sorry.
Glad if I would die?
Maybe. I'd have to think about it.
You should be ashamed of
you
yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Your friend just said she'd be happy if I died.
So listen up, Democratic establishment. Coming after you in the same way that we come after MAGA. Period.
Stop. Hold on, hit pause on this. I'm going to come back with this and play this again. This hag, literally flies around the broom with flying monkeys. She couldn't fight her way out of a wet paper bag. She doesn't know about weapons. She doesn't know about double-edged daggers or M4s or, shooting bullseye at 1,000 yards. She doesn't know about breaking skulls. She doesn't know about breaking necks. She knows nothing about it. But, boy, she doesn't just want in a man's world. She wants in a terrorist world. So Caitlin Bennett's out there. These people are everywhere. Go to one of their events, the majority of them. Yeah, we want to kill. We're glad. Yeah, we want you dead. But once it starts, they're going to run for the hills. These people cannot find their big-ass, disgusting butts with both hands. And they're all a bunch of white people. I'm not being mean to white people. It's just true. Trying to stir up black people to riot and burn the country down. And I'm telling you, the left's going to blow up your college. They're going to blow up your football game. They're going to do it. They've already said it. So just know when it comes, it's them. And this clip's got millions watching it right now live. Tens of millions, when they pull it off, will know. They'll know. They'll know it's you. You want us all killed? You're going to be defeated. God's going to cut you down.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
So there's an interesting paradoxical historical fact, if you studied history or experienced life, that the weaker and dumber somebody is, the more they don't think about second, third order repercussions. And it is true, the demographics are there. It is middle-aged and old white women. Now, there's a lot of middle-aged and old white women like my mother that are awesome. But the vast majority of them, it's like 70% or so, are hardcore leftist anti-American scum. And they're all over the place. You go to their rallies, countless videos, you've seen it. They want violence. They love Charlie Kirk dead. But they don't know anything about violence. They don't know how to execute violence. They don't understand what it means when you start violence. It'd be like a punk 10-year-old kid thinking they can walk onto an NFL football field and go out there and try to be quarterback. And so she's up there, like all these top, you know, Democrats. This lady's got a big show for the left, this Jennifer Welch, true sea hag. And she's up there saying, hey, our base wants blood. Our base wants to kill Republicans. So Democrats better get on board. And don't worry, they are endorsing Mondami and all the rest of them. That's who they are. Caleb Bennett had another video viral over the weekend where there's a guy with an orange face. And he says, you know, Trump's a dictator. And Trump's unelected. She goes, Kamala Harris didn't get one primary vote and was selected. He goes, I'm not going to talk to you. Get out of my face. Or I'm going to attack you, basically. These are babies. These are idiots that think they can intimidate us. You don't think Trump got his main White House staff and other key people at military bases and in bunkers because we're scared. You don't think he's setting up rapid reaction forces everywhere because we're scared of you. No, we take your threat seriously. We know who you are, and we're getting ready when you started to crush you. Because we're the Americans, and we're white, we're Hispanic, we're black, we're old, young. We love God. We know who you are. So you can run on for a long time, Jennifer Welch, and I wish no harm upon this demon. I see her stuff everywhere, pushed everywhere. And it's just like, how could anyone dial into this? This woman is like, it's like Rabbi Shmuley, you know, it's like the worst representative ever for Jews. It's like, do you please continue to run your mouth. But see, she knows with her constituents, they want violence. They think this is all great. Now, God forbid, I'll never say this, somebody walks up to her when she's outside, hits her in the head with a ball-peen hammer. Oh, she'd be a big victim, and oh, she's in a coma or dead. Oh, my God, violence. Well, what do you think you're doing, lady? Who do you think you're summoning? But they know we're smarter than them. We're not going to go out and be violent to them. They're going to stage their own events so they can play victim. Democrats have said, we need blood. We need constituents killed. We need it. That's why I said they're going to do a false flag, because we're not doing it. They programmed it all for this. But here she is getting mad at Caitlin Bennett. Caitlin Bennett's like, well, I go out and do what Charlie Kirk did. She used to be a reporter here, Caitlin Bennett. And then she got married and pregnant and moved off. That's fine. She asked for a job back. We don't have the funds to hire reporters back. We'll probably do it once we get relaunched. But the point is that she turns to the other woman. She goes, you want me dead? And these old women go, yeah, we want you dead. What do these women know about killing people? They're not going to do it. But they think it's all a one-way street. They think they're the establishment. They think they can call for our deaths and that the world doesn't see. Fundamentally pathetic. You know, I never looked for fights, but I grew up in the 80s in Dallas when it was an insanely violent and kind of an older culture mixed with the new. You know, before you just had fist fights and all that, but now it had guns and knives and all the rest of it. But I learned real quick, you can be real tough and think you're the best guy around. Some guy, you get in a fight with them, they start it, And you know what? They started because they know what they're doing. And they move quick. And they hurt you real bad. But this woman doesn't know anything about that. She's never been pile driven by the state wrestling champion into the concrete and had 20 stitches in your head. I didn't start it. His cousin attacked me. I put him in a coma. Guy walked me on the street, grabbed me, pile drove me, stood there and looked, thinking I was going to die. Got up, shattered his trachea. One punch. He almost died. They arrested me. Later, there were witnesses that he attacked me, but it wouldn't matter. He was the one in a coma, not me. Yeah, you may have split my head open, but the point was you got, at the primitive level, the total attack because you almost killed me. And when I jumped back up, it was the real Alex Jones. The governor was off, and I had death in my hands. And this woman hasn't been pile-drived into concrete. This woman has no idea what she's dealing with. And I challenge this disgusting pig to debate me here. But they'll never come on. I predict now that this sow will not come on here and debate me. Maybe I'm wrong. But the challenge is issued. And by the way, I want them all on. They'll never come on. I want the left. Come, left. Get that little pussy that wants to, you know, dreams about serial killing people because they disagree with him. Get that destiny turd on here. They can run their mouths all day long, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't got any gas. They don't have any horsepower. Now listen to this pig. Here she is.
Finally, if you think this Zoran thing is happening just in New York, and you think people are waking up only in New York City, you're mistaken. Look at this clip of a wine mom at the No Kings March. Play the clip.
Edward's name was?
Charlie Kirk, ma'am?
Yeah, him is horrible. Horrible.
Charlie Kirk is horrible?
Yes, I'm glad he's not here.
You're glad he's dead?
Yes.
Why would you say something like that, ma'am?
Because he was horrible on the campuses, the college campuses. Horrible person.
You know what? I do the exact same thing.
Well,
would you
so
be
sorry.
Glad if I would die?
Maybe. I'd have to think about it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Your friend just said she'd be happy if I died.
So listen up, Democratic establishment. Or we're coming after you in the same way that we come after MAGA. Period. Stop taking AIPAC money. Go on an I'm sorry I took AIPAC money atonement tour if you want to stay in power. Stop missing out on these big rallies. Hakeem and Chuck should have been front and center introducing the next mayor of New York City. But no, they wouldn't show up because they're pussies. They're pussies that are beholden to the same corporations that helped Donald Trump get elected. And this is just an embarrassment. Kudos to Bernie, to AOC, to Zoran. And that woman out in some. There are so many more of us than there are of them. And these Democrats that continue to play patty cake with corporations and lobbyists, nobody wants that. Nobody wants you. We want politicians to speak freely and look at what the benefit is. Look at what guidelines doing, running your social media like complete dorks. It's embarrassing. Chuck, seriously, get your shit together because Democratic Party is moving on.
You're moving on to killing your popular political enemies in front of their children. But notice the get out of jail free card is AIPAC. She knows she gets boosted for that. She knows. AIPAC is a distraction. So it's okay. Let's kill Charlie Kirk, who'd been standing up to AIPAC. Let's kill him and let's put Muslim extremists in. A And she thinks a cesspool spiritually, like New York, is a bellwether. She's a demon. She's a demon walking around on two legs. She wants to wear a burqa. Durga Durga Muhammad Jihad. And again, that's who she is. That's all she's got. Is trying to be nasty and spew a bunch of hate. What do you know about killing woman? You know nothing about it. She'd squeal like a little baby if what she's calling for was done to her. And I'm not calling for it. But just imagine that woman if somebody saw her in a parking lot and walked over to her and grabbed her by the hair and started slamming her face in the concrete and her teeth and then hold a mirror up and say, you see your teeth are all knocked out. You see your nose is torn off. Here, let me slit your throat. Let me shoot you in the neck with a 30-odd six. I would hate that. That's terrible. But see, she lives in a world where she doesn't get it's a two-way street. She lives in a world where she thinks she can run her mouth. She thinks she lives in a world where she can pile drive us into the ground and we're not going to pop back up and right in the throat. Because she doesn't know about killing. She doesn't do the hanging. She watches these Disney movies where these women are superheroes and do all this crap. She lives in a fantasy land. I predict this. She's going to get cancer. I believe within 3 years she'll die of cancer. Because I believe God is going to, God's going to curse her today. Oh, laugh. Laugh at God, woman. Only way you get out of this now is not repenting. God is going to curse you with cancer, and you'll be dead within 3 years. And when you're dying in that hospital room, you will know that God is all powerful. Jennifer Welch is cursed by God and will die of cancer within 3 years on her current trajectory. And you won't be able to blame anybody and be a little martyr. And your family and all the other ghouls you live around aren't going to care about you. They'll fight over your money and you'll just be shoveled into your grave. And no one will remember you. The angel of death is going to give you cancer. Say amen. Pray that God serves his will upon her and that God send the angel of death to her and give her what she's asking for. She loves death so much. She believes in death. She worships death. That we won't harm a hair on her little head or her chinny chin chin. But she can huff and she can puff. But she'll never blow our house down because she's Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put her and witches back together again. You, witch, will face the wrath of God. Just watch. And imagine her in that hospital room. Fighting for her life. She will then remember this and she will know. Let's see here where she is in 3 years. Maybe she repents. Maybe she seeks God's face. Maybe she's given a reprieve. But on her trajectory, like that bullet fired in Charlie Kirk's neck, on her trajectory, what she's called for, we have to call down the fire of God's justice upon her. We have to pray that Jennifer Welch experiences the power of God that she mocks. Don't mock God, witch. Or experience the full power of God. I didn't intend to say that today. I had that clip, but seeing it, I literally was touched by the Holy Spirit to say that. That's God's warning to her and all the other harpies, all the other witches, all the other harlots of the devil, all the other imps. You've been given God's final warning. Repent now or suffer the wrath of God. And I know by looking in her eyes, she is almost beyond reprieve. And remember this clip. Save this clip. And God will prove his power again. Just watch. Because those of you that celebrate the death of the innocents, those of you that celebrate the murder of God's messengers, will be brought low and will be humbled in the face of God. She's a coward. Like her father. And God will break her and humble her. Make no mistake. Perhaps at the end, though, she can be reprieved. Both the thief and the murderer were given the chance at Golgotha, hanging on each side of Christ. Or will she go to eternity in her worship of her father, the devil? That's an important question we should all be asking. Not just about her, but about ourselves. So let's hit this. Brianna Morello, InfoWars host. Alex Jones' name pops up again in the Arctic Frost document dump. Jack Smith issued a subpoena for the communication between Alex Jones, that's real Alex Jones on X, and Events and Strategies, Inc. The subpoena includes others as well, like Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, Michael Flynn, and more. We were there for a rally. Not to storm the Capitol, the feds did it. And here's the document released by Senator Chuck Grassley's committee. And right here on Exhibit M, for the period of November 1st, 2020 through January 21st, 2021, all communications between Event Strategies, that was the White House group, because, you know, the federal funds don't pay for Trump rallies, fundraisers do, and or agents or employees and the following individuals and their employers and agents relating to the rally, the certification of the claims of fraud. How dare us challenge it? Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Rudy Giuliani, Michael Flynn, and John Eastman. And more documents are coming. Ted Cruz explodes on rogue activist Judge Boasberg, demands immediate impeachment after secret subpoena of senators' private phone records and mine, and barring AT&T from notifying them. And here's the FBI investigation that we'll get to coming up. In fact, we'll do it. We'll do it right now. So I told you back in September when I was told by a individual in the cabinet meeting in the White House, not a public cabinet meeting, but a cabinet meeting, a real cabinet meeting, not a press event, that Kash Patel went in there and screamed at Tulsi Gabbard, and the vice president was there, and said, you're trying to investigate foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk's killing and domestic. We're not looking at any of it. This is a week and a half after Charlie Kirk's murdered. Meanwhile, Kash Patel, when I broke all this, remember I broke it, on the 25th of September, came and said, oh, we're looking at everything. Don't worry. But now it's been released by the Patriots. Because I guess they thought giving it to me would get it out there, but sure, the audience heard it, but whatever. Now it's all over the news that Kash Patel comes in there about a week and a half after Charlie Kirk's dead and says, we're not investigating any of the Trantifa, any of the Antifa, the six people saying he'll be dead tomorrow, the boyfriend, any of it. And Tulsi Gabbard, you're not allowed to look at it, even though the federal law says you're supposed to. And the other agencies that are supposed to do it. Oh, remember, the agencies aren't sharing info. Remember, Kash Patel said the FBI is not supposed to be involved in intelligence, and we should get rid of the FBI building and make it a museum because they shouldn't be involved in intelligence. Well, now look at the headlines today. FBI opposes push for Gabbard to take lead on counterintelligence, says the FBI must run intelligence. That is a 180 change. Cash, the clash of Kash Patel's FBI lodges a strong objection to major Trump ally report. Yeah, don't want folks looking over your shoulder. Keystone Kash starts MAGA civil war over wild conspiracy claims. Officials' access to FBI files in Charlie Kirk's case draw pushback, because FBI just gave the Office of National Intelligence through the Threat Fusion Center they were supposed to. Kash Patel shuts down Charlie Kirk foreign intelligence probe in explosive feud with Trump's counterterrorism chief. Interagency tensions over Tyler Robinson case overblown. Oh, yeah. Fox News doing damage control. Voluminous evidence and gag order that could impact thousands in Robinson case, the biggest gag order ever, a cover-up. Tyler Robinson appears remotely without video in Charlie Kirk case. Can't even see him now. But I want to go over this when we come back and then go to our guests. But right here, it describes the meeting that I first broke in September, where Kash Patel says, I don't want the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, under federal law, supposed to share info, looking into foreign involvement or accomplices. The law says the National Counterterrorism Center reports back to the Office of National Intelligence, but he doesn't want it. Smoking gun information. Official cover-up. Not protecting the prosecution of the patsy. Covering up the truth. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue. And it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's so many talented creators out there battling for humanity. But I tell you, Maverick Alexander is right at the top. Maverick Darby on X. And he's just been making so many fabulous videos. But he made a Jeopardy one that's particularly probably the best thing I've seen so far. Not just because he put me front and center. I mean, if it was somebody else, it'd be great. And he's got another one he did. And then there's so many Baywatch. It just goes on and on. Harry Potter stuff. And he reaches hundreds of millions of people. This is pure gold. I wanted to just get his take on politics, the world, and show people the face and the man behind this true art in the information war. Here's a small sampling.
Categories are, that's a globalist. Next up, 9/11, followed by famous fentanyl overdose deaths. Then we've got, it's a man baby. Finally, we've got, what a fag. Notice F-A-G is in quotations there. Don, we'll start with you.
Let's try fag for $400, Alex.
Harry Sisson, an online content creator.
What is a massive faggot?
That's it. Don, you've got the board.
Let's go fag for $600, Alex.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
What is a total fag?
Oh, so close, but not quite there. Yes, Alex?
What is a raging faggot?
Raging indeed. Alex, go ahead and choose the next category.
Let's do famous fentanyl overdose deaths for
$1,000. Hey, that's not a real $20 bill. This random criminal became the face of a George Soros color revolution in 2020.
Who is St. Floyd?
I'm checking with the judges. And yes, St. Floyd or George Floyd both work here. Alex, next category, please.
Let's go with It's a Man Baby for
$1,000. Daily Double. Alex, what would you like to wager on this one?
So let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
This former First Lady is built like a linebacker, and many have suggested she is actually a he.
Oh, boy. Who is Big Mike?
Big Mike or Michelle Obama? Absolute pythons for arms, and maybe one in her pants as well. Alex, you've got control. Go ahead. Let's dive right in. Here are today's categories. Starting off, we've got raped by a computer. Uh-oh. Then, it's Disney adults. No thanks, right? Next is American alliteration. Answers will be two words that start with the same letter, followed by fact or fiction. And last, we've got cool it, retard. Take careful note, retard is in quotations there. It looks like JD has not yet returned from the bathroom, so his alternate, Robert, will be taking his place. Alex, you've got the lead and you're in control.
With all due respect, the globalists are in control, but I'll take retard for $400.
At lunchtime in New York City, you can find Zohran Mamdani, a communist mayoral candidate, bare-handing rice like an animal. To normal, civilized Americans, it's this.
What is a retarded way to eat?
You're not wrong. Don, go ahead. Next category.
Zohran's a total pig. But let's go with fact or fiction for 800, Alex.
Lesbians. Yes, Robert?
What is fiction?
Total ruse. You're in command now, Bobby. What'll it be?
Let's try cool it retard for 600.
The subversive pro-sodomy catchphrase, love is love, is uttered by these three groups. Yes, Alex?
Who are flamers, Satanists, and retards?
Three up, three down. Love is love. And poop is poop. See, I can do it too. Alex, what's our next category?
Tough call, but let's go with rape by a robot for $800.
This terminally online leftist faggot recently became the star of his very own cartoon show. However, he was first made famous when Elon Musk's Grok chatbot jackhammered his bottom.
Who is Harry Sisson?
Great educated guess, but no. Alex?
Who is Nazi cosplay aficionado Will Stansel?
It do be like that. Next category, please.
Let's do American alliteration for $800.
Stop. Hammer time. This Bay Area senator's husband had an embarrassing whodunit involving someone many speculated was a male prostitute in 2022.
Who is Pesky Paul Pelosi?
That's it. Paul's usually trading stock tips, but this was a different kind of tip drill, allegedly. Don, next category?
Let's try American alliteration for 1,000, Alex.
Answer, Daily Double. What'll it be, Don? Risk it all or play it safe?
Don will wager 1776, Alex.
Don?
May the spirit of 1776 flow through me, Alex.
The lifeblood of the conservative movement. They drive Chevy Suburbans, don't believe in Fauci's nonsense, and enjoy the DarbyCast podcast.
I love them. You love them. We all love them, quite frankly. What are MAGA moms?
MAGA moms, very fierce women. And the question didn't mention it, but I think it's worth highlighting that some of them are pretty darn chesty. We like that.
This speech has two rules. One, safety first. Two, no fat chicks.
I am totally aligned on both roles.
Forecast for the day. High heat, low globalists.
No, they blew up the Tesla Presents Lifeguard Cybertruck.
This has George Soros written all over it. Look over there. He's out on the water on a speedboat. I'm coming for you, Soros, you stupid son of a bitch.
Josie, Alex needs backup.
Roger that. It's time to put an end to all the terrorism against Tesla and Hot Beach people.
We infosements have arrived.
He
He's known as Maverick Alexander and Maverick Darby. Maverick Alexander is a podcast host and video creator on the X platform. He's best known for his 80s action movie trailers and Trump and RFK deepfakes, which have gained hundreds of millions of views. Joe Rogan loves him. Most recently, his Celebrity Jeopardy video series has gained national attention. His X handle is Maverick Darby, and his podcast, DarbyCast, is available on all major podcast outlets. Another soldier in the fight for truth, Maverick Darby. It's great to have Maverick Alexander here with us. Thank you so much. What do you make of the current world? And it's good to have you on. I appreciate you.
Dr. Jones, my man, this has been a long time coming. I enjoy everything that you throw out there, but yeah, you've been the star of like everything that I've done for the past year and a half.
Well, even though I wasn't in it, I'd still love it, but it's all awesome. So tell us about yourself and your view of the world right now.
Oh, it's messy, man. I caught a couple segments of your show when I was at the gym today, and I was like, oh man, we're getting into Atlantis, nukes, and a whole lot of other stuff. Insane No Kings style people. I drove through a No Kings little whodunit in my area recently, and what a mess. Just a bunch of senior citizens not really knowing what's going on, kind of fiction brained a little bit. Yeah, I'm a podcast host. I've been doing a podcast for like 5 years now, and I haven't really used my face at all for anything that I've done. So I've used RFK and President Trump as my personal avatars, and I think there's ethical concerns there, but judging by what's going on in our country.
I just clicked. I've never seen your face when you said you'd come on. So congratulations. You're coming on the show today. I'm very flattered.
Yeah, man, it's kind of the perfect meeting, and I've been hoping to meet you for a long time, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to meet the star.
Maverick Alexander. So much to talk about. I mean, wow, what do you make of everything that's happening?
What a question. I don't know. I'm most concerned with illegal immigration. I've never been a huge fan of things like institutional feminism. The immigration stuff startles me, man. I know you're talking about nukes and things like that today, but AI freaks me out as well. I'm not particularly keen on it. You know, the irony of that I'm an AI creator, and I'm highly.
Although it's good to know the enemy.
It's incredible to know the enemy. We have to know the enemy. But yeah, as an AI creator, the irony of me launching into relevance with AI, but also being exceptionally anti-AI.
But it's how you play AI. You're like playing it like a, not a fine instrument, but like a whole symphony. I mean, you do some of the best work out there. People that don't know have tried to use AI. It's not easy to use. Like you said, it doesn't really do what you want. The fact you can bend its will. I mean, you do, I say, probably the best work out there. It's like the writing alone is spectacular. Like that, like the second Jeopardy you just put out, people demanded it. You did it only a few days. Incredible. But I mean, the writing there, because it's all true, it's really powerful.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, we're all trying to do similar things in content production, which is infotainment, right? You get it more than most, is tell the truth and make people laugh. And that changes hearts and minds in the psycho-spiritual war in which we find ourselves. You know that better than anybody. You called it like, you know, 20 years ago. You're like, we're in a psycho-spiritual information war. And a lot of people weren't hip to the language back then. And they're now quite keen on it. And they're like, oh my gosh, the devil's real. And so is George Soros, that stupid son of a bitch. So, yeah, that's I try to bend it to my will. I'm trying to make the best stuff imaginable and try to make things that have staying power. I mean, right now we're in the middle of a Sam Altman Sora surge, which is creating an AI slop apocalypse, where you're seeing a lot of videos of people just, you know, cutting a parrot in half and it turns out it's a piece of cake, which is garbage, right? But it entertains kind of the normies, the NPCs. But a lot of people are looking for things that are both funny and true. So that's,
well, people love your work. But speaking of that, NVIDIA becomes the first company to reach $5 trillion valuation fueled by AI boom. Talk about a bubble. We're supposed to give AI everything, but we get nothing. Where do you see that going?
Oh, it goes to hell in a handbasket, man. Yeah, it's just a lot of money changing hands right now with like 10 separate companies. And there's a lot of promises being made. I mean, if AI becomes the super intelligence that everybody's hoping that it is, I'm just hoping that Elon and Grok win out and not that little creep, Sam Altman. I'm not a fan of Sam Altman and a lot of the other leftist creators who are building their LLMs and trying to build AGI. And I'm sure there's probably some black box style projects being developed that we haven't even heard of. You would probably know about that, or at least get the sense that something like that was true.
Well, let's be clear. The AI we see deployed to the public is not what they really got.
The AI that is, I think, most fascinating and most dangerous is all the social engineering AI that's taking place on every social media platform. I look back and think to 2020 and the George Floyd whodunit. And we've had things in this lane deployed for quite some time, right? So you have riots in the Netherlands related to George Floyd. And the only way that happens is through social media, you know, social engineering, AI algorithms, machine learning. We lived through Biden's presidency, which was functionally an AI presidency. I think they rolled out a deep fake of Biden a couple times, the old man, the old vegetable. And he was doing auto pen the entire time. So it's not a foreign concept being governed by autonomous agents. We're kind of used to that, but it is startling moving forward, especially with the people at the helm of many of the companies. So it's startling for sure. Nobody really knows where it's going, and a lot of money's changing hands. Could be a bubble that's far worse than the dot-com bubble, which nobody's looking forward to.
Who started the J.D. Vance? Pull up the first video we played. Who started the J.D. Vance? I like J.D. Vance, but who started that? Because I think it's great, but you could invent the next J.D. Vance meme. Who created the J.D. Vance where he has the beard and is like the fat guy? It's really funny, but where did that come from?
Hey, I couldn't tell you. It originated, like most things, on X. X is the only relevant platform right now. I got banned on TikTok a number of years ago for posting the action movie trailers that featured you. And so I only focus on X, but that's the epicenter of all internet culture and all meme origination. If you look at the Will Stansel show, I want to give a shout out to that creator, Emily. I think it's Yukis or Yusis. She crushed it, and she's releasing episode 3. That seems to be the big AI meme that's moving around, that and the Jeopardy videos, which people can't seem to get enough of.
Well, I'm going to say, I haven't seen this video. What's the new big video?
It's the Will Stansel show. Some gal who's you should have her on. I don't know if she does public appearances, but she captivated the hearts and minds of the entire platform.
I missed it.
Oh gosh, it's truly something special.
Oh, look, that's a hail to Blade Runner with Roy Batty right there.
It sure is. The old rotation.
I'll be honest, I'm behind the curve on a lot of stuff. I'm mainly focusing on serious news, but the tip of the spear is cultural stuff. How did you come up with that first Jeopardy clip we played? That is so good. When you see a hole in one, like, it's rare. It's like there's a lot of great stuff. It's like 95% good, whatever. That is like pure gold. Everybody loves that.
Yeah, man. I get burnt out on podcasting like pretty frequently, and then I just, the first time I got really burnt out on podcasting, I started making Lord of the Rings videos after binging Lord of the Rings, and I got a little burnt out on podcasting, and my wife and I, we ended up just binge watching a ton of Jeopardy, kind of out of nowhere, unprompted. And I was like, I think if I can clone Trebek's voice, that this is going to have some legs. So, yeah, a lot of the stuff that I come up with is like loosely related to things that I'm watching or doing out in the world. But yeah, the podcast is exceptional, man. It's not for everybody, but there are a lot of people who found my podcast through the AI videos. And that was what I was trying to do all along, was just railroad people towards the podcast by getting good at
I've heard some of your podcasts. It's really great. How do people find that?
It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify as well. DarbyCast.
What do you make of the UK and Canada trying to pass laws to ban emojis and all these headlines, Washington Post, CNN? Trump is running fake Hakeem Jeffries videos, and it's like a sombrero lowers down, a mustache goes up, a five-year-old would know it was fake. No one's trying to say it's real. They are so scared of art. And there's a huge push to do this. Where do you see that going?
Yeah, well, they want to clamp down on anybody who's happy, popular, and funny. That's been the case for quite some time. They try to silence anybody. I mean, look at Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was real great at what he did. He knew how to connect with people.
And he was a happy warrior. You're right. They hate cheerfulness.
Oh, they're allergic to it, man. They feel ugly, and some of them are pretty out of shape, and it's rough. It must be rough to be a leftist, and all they can do is kind of take the rage out on those of us who are doing things that are fun, creative, and that'll continue. I mean, I'm expecting my state governor, Gavin Newsom, to try to crack down on AI. He's already expressed that he wants to crack down on AI before he makes his presidential run. Because he won't be able to.
He's got legislation introduced to it.
Yeah, he does. And he won't be able to kind of withstand the tide of what people
are. And I love how he thinks California can pass a law and stop this. They thought the internet would control.
It's true. It's true, man. Yeah, and Gavin's got like a famous God complex, and he belongs nowhere near levers of power. I mean, it's astonishing that he's still the California governor, but he can be nowhere.
Like 4 years ago, I'm at dinner, or 3 years ago with Joe Rogan, whatever it was, and he's like, hold on, Newsom's texting me. I'm not going to say what was said, but then he goes and takes a phone call, and he goes, he's literally begging me to stop attacking him, and Joe just gets worse and worse attacking him. That shows who Newsom is. He could just do the things that are pro-human. Everybody would like him, but he can't do it because he's owned by evil.
Yeah, he seems like a minion of Satan himself. I don't know. I've joked with friends often that if Satan decided to take human form, he would look a whole lot like Gavin Newsom. I don't think you're supposed to take shots like this at people, but he's a concerning fella. He really is, because he'll lie about it.
He just boils evil. You can look at him and your skin crawls.
100%. What I got to ask you, man, what's been putting wind in your sails recently? Because you do a lot of intense stuff. What really brings you, how do you recharge? I apologize if you get asked that semi-frequently, but I want to know, I'm sure people want to know, is it strictly supplementation, exercise, and rest, or do you have anything that you go to?
I mean, go back to Joe Rogan about 14 months ago, 15 months ago, I'm at dinner with Joe. We'll be at dinner here and there. And he goes, I've known Joe like 27 years now. He goes, man, you're a good looking guy. You're killing yourself. Your enemies want to destroy you. You're a fat ass. You got to work out. You can use my gym, work out, whatever. He's got a huge gym down the street, his own private gym. And he said, here's my buddy who I'd already known for a few years, Sean Johnson, who he works out with, former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer. And he goes, I work out every morning at 7:30. Want to work out with me when I'm in town? I'll do it. And so now in 14 months, I lost like 70 pounds, bulked back up, about 60 pounds I've lost because I wanted to get a little bit bigger.
You've been killing it, man.
But it was all that. And it was also realizing I wasn't thinking to myself, was that important in the fight? Though I know I was. And I kind of just kept waiting for other people to do it. And I realized they want to destroy me and make me miserable. On the phone, text messages at dinner. It's been going on like 5 years. You'd see if it was good love. It was, it was good love. But it was, Joe Rogan was the final impetus. Just saying, dude, you claim you're fighting tyranny. You're your own worst enemy. And so that was it. Joe Rogan encouraged me.
That's huge, man. Yeah.
I'm addicted. I worked out kind of boring. And I only do those about once a week. And when Sean was done, he left, and I put another 10 minutes. So I did 100 minutes today. And then when he left, I went ahead and banged out 10 minutes of sit-ups. I'd go a minute, rest 30 seconds. So I did like 8, basically 7-8 minutes of setups, or I guess I did crunches, and I wanted to keep going, actually. That's the problem. They wanted to shut me down, so they got the opposite. So I realized, dude, I'm an asset in the war, and you gotta oil a gun, you gotta clean a cannon, and I was like, wait, I'm my biggest enemy. It was literally Joe Rogan.
That's it, man. And to kind of speak to the point, you are kind of a tip of the spear in a lot of ways, but it's an all play where, you know, I got into content creation. I didn't really know what I was doing, and AI creation, I had no idea what kind of lane that was. And I think people kind of need to just like step into the game. There is no real backup plan for what's going on.
Well, exactly. I've got children. Threat. The big threat's coming. I've got to level up. Now's the time of the challenge. It was just that. And it wasn't just Joe. It was all these people were telling me, I weigh 290 pounds. They were just like, dude, you're an asset in the fight. You got to stop. You're your biggest enemy. And I had like somebody in a grocery store say it to me, person at church, General Whoa. Flynn during a break. He was like here in studio about a year and a half ago. He goes, Alex, we really need you. And Flynn had done that a few times years before at dinner and stuff. So, I mean, it was mainly just people, you know, saying, dude, you got to take care of yourself, man. But I think that's in general. We all can't get so committed to this fight. We don't think about ourselves. We got to stay in the fight. Let's come back in a few more minutes with you. I don't want to give the number out. I haven't hit all the news yet either. So much is broken in the fourth hour on this live Thursday, October 30th, 2025 transmission. Maverick Alexander, I got to say, probably the top creator right now on X.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart. It removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue. Stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it. Now it's healed up on, you know, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's great. I love how everybody in the M4's audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart. Other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is I can go. I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out thealexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.